This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Car theft is up all around Colorado. In Denver, no place has been harder hit than the airport. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Since 2017, car thefts at DIA are up 500%. And thieves are hitting new corners of the airport. The east and west garages are major targets now. But don't you have to pay to get out of those lots? Here's DPD Airport Commander Mark Check.
Well, in some cases, they don't pay. You know, you'll have the auto thieves trying to escape from the lot in any fashion that they can.
Sometimes just crashing through gates. Commander Chuck says they expect a surge in car thefts, given the amount of holiday travel. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The Regional Transportation District is permanently cutting two light rail lines, CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The C line used to run from Union Station in downtown Denver to Littleton. The F line ran from central downtown to Lone Tree. Both were suspended at the beginning of the pandemic. And now RTD says they're never coming back, with the possible exception of special events. The agency blames that on a lack of train operators and financial resources. Travelers can use other light rail lines to make their old trips, but they now require a transfer. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
More young people are seeking treatment for eating disorders now than they did before the pandemic. That's according to a recent study in the journal JAMA Pediatrics. The state's largest treatment center says it's taking steps to keep up with demand. Dr. Elizabeth Wassenaar is with the Colorado-based Eating Recovery Center.
We are opening more beds to address this need for child and adolescent services for eating disorders.
Wassenaar says the pandemic inspired good health habits among people, like exercising and eating healthier. But for some people, she says it led to an overemphasis on those behaviors, which can lead to an eating disorder. There's much more Colorado news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.